This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's been a long night's journey into day for European Union negotiators working in a marathon session to come up with pioneering new safety rules for artificial intelligence. Reuters, citing unnamed sources familiar with the talks in Brussels, says a provisional deal has been framed, but consensus has not been found yet on biometric surveillance or making software source code accessible to researchers and regulators. Reuters reports moments of tension with a drinks machine breaking down and not enough food and coffee. The EU is trying to nail this down this week or would have to ramp up again in the new year. The EU wants to lead the US and China on regulating potentially dangerous AI. It could be 2 years before any of this becomes law. Hollywood performers have voted to accept the deal worked out between their union, SAG-AFTRA, and studios and streamers. A key piece of this were rules for using artificial intelligence to render artificial performances and who gets paid when AI is used. Actors remain worried about AI, as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports.
AI already does a lot in Hollywood. It dubs films into other languages. It made Harrison Ford young again in the latest Indiana Jones movie.
But I've been looking for this all my life.
Actors have been looking for rules. Rules around digital replicas of themselves. Those rules boil down to two things:
informed consent and fair compensation.
Duncan Crabtree Ireland is National Executive Director and Chief Negotiator for SAG-AFTRA, the union representing actors. If a studio makes a digital copy of an actor, or even uses parts of an actor's appearance in a digital replica, they have to get permission.
Going forward, our members have an explicit right to grant or withhold their consent from the creation of any kind of digital replica, and to make sure that if they do agree to it, they get paid fairly.
But these rules did not get unanimous support among actors. Abraham Ravid is professor of finance at Yeshiva University.
The reason is that they did not achieve a complete ban on synthetic performers.
Synthetic performers, actors that are completely made up by AI, that would act instead of real actors.
In the long run, it probably will be a lot cheaper to do these kinds of movies relative to, you know, paying Tom Cruise tens of millions of dollars to act.
On the other hand, he says audiences like to see their favorite actors actually act. While not banned, the union has to be notified if a studio is going to use a synthetic actor and possibly bargain for compensation, if compensation makes sense. But in any case, we are not there yet.
The technology is not so advanced yet that you could put a synthetic performer to star in a movie.
Sarah Moses is a partner in entertainment litigation at law firm Manat, Phelps & Phillips.
So some of this stuff from the SAG agreement is kind of preemptive.
And she says the technology is moving so fast and there is enough ambiguity in the contract for plenty of litigation and renegotiation when it is up for renewal in just 2.5 years. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.